Good afternoon. A low pressure center steadily advancing our way from the Great Lakes, producing plenty of clouds. Also, an increasing south-southeasterly wind adding a dampness and chill to the air. And eventually, as the low draws closer, showers will break out across the region for the afternoon and last into the evening hours. Temperatures will struggle, especially when the showers begin, and remain mainly in the upper 40s and lower 50s on average. Overnight tonight, the steadiest rain will wind down. Still a few sprinkles overnight, otherwise mostly cloudy with areas of fog and lows back into the mid-40s. That system will pass off to our east tomorrow, and we'll be left with generally dry weather for the day on Thursday. We'll have a lot of clouds around, but enough breaks of sunshine to push us back into the mid-60s. Another disturbance moving in from the west will produce thickening clouds on Thursday evening and a good chance of rain overnight Thursday night. Some of the rain could fall heavily at times. Bursts of rain and rumbles of thunder are possible through early Friday morning. Although this system is moving relatively quickly, so right now it looks like the chance of steady rain will end early Friday with just a few scattered showers through lunchtime and drier weather for the second half of the day. High temperatures on Friday will make it into the lower 60s. High pressure will build in behind this system on Friday night, and we'll have a mix of sun and clouds and a dry start to the weekend on Saturday, although highs will be back into the upper 50s. A disturbance out of the Tennessee Valley will head toward the mid-Atlantic coast on Sunday. Still some question as to how close this system will come to us. Clouds will increase during the day Sunday, and there is the chance if the system arrives soon enough that we could see some rain by the end of the day Sunday, with highs staying in the 50s. It looks dry for the early part of next week behind this disturbance, with more sunshine Monday and Tuesday and highs in the lower 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of Iowa and far southwest Wisconsin. An upper-level trough will amplify and move eastward across the central and northern plains today, while a cold front advances southeastward across the region. Dew points in the lower to mid-60s and low-level convergence along the front should initiate convection in western Iowa and far southeast Nebraska, expanding eastward across southern and central Iowa during the evening. Strong deep layer shear is expected, favorable for supercells and large hail. In addition, strong directional shear suggests tornadoes will also be possible. Wind damage may also occur with these supercells and Boeing line segments through the evening. And a non-tropical low-pressure system is located over the central Atlantic Ocean, more than 700 miles southwest of the Azores. Showers and thunderstorms have become a little better organized since yesterday, and winds near gale force have developed northeast through the southeastern parts of the well-defined center. This system still has the opportunity to become a subtropical cyclone during the next day or so before it becomes absorbed by a larger extratropical cyclone tomorrow. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing clouds, windy, lower to mid-50s, Boston partly sunny, breezy, near 50, and in Buffalo, cloudy and windy with showers and highs near 60 degrees. The average high temperature in Albany today, 60 degrees, the average low, 39. The record high, 92, set in 1976, and the record low, 18, in 1875. Sunrise this morning was at 6:07 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:42 p.m., 13 hours and 35 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and windy today, with showers developing this afternoon and highs in the lower to mid-50s. Showers this evening and cloudy, with areas of fog overnight tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and windy today, with showers developing this afternoon and highs in the upper 50s. More showers tonight, lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, windy today with showers developing this afternoon and highs in the lower to mid-50s. Showers this evening, then cloudy with areas of fog overnight tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy, windy today with showers developing this afternoon and highs in the upper 50s. Showers tonight, lows in the mid-40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, windy today with showers developing this afternoon and highs in the upper 50s. Showers tonight with lows in the mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some sunshine, increasing clouds again though, milder mid-60s, rain Thursday night and Friday morning, possibly a thunderstorm. Then mostly cloudy with improving weather Friday afternoon, lower 60s, a mix of sun and clouds upper 50s Saturday, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain Sunday, mid to upper 50s, and a mix of sun and clouds on Monday and Tuesday, highs in the lower 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.